This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. We don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Gloria Gressis, the Super Bowl maven, a mugging of New York City proportion, sketch comedy from real Adam Rose, and Tyrion back in the spotlight. And now, from Times Square, where two women were overheard talking, one wants a love affair worth writing songs for, but neither of them will date someone poor enough to actually be in a band. Here's the...
That is pretty mean when you think about it. I mean, I know a lot of musicians. Good people. I have been one. Different points in time. Hey, coming up this hour, speaking of a mugging of New York proportion, we are giving away that Kevin Show mug. You see it on your screen right there, the white one with the black logo or the black one with the white logo. You have until 10:40 Eastern to get your email into thatkevinshow@gmail.com to qualify for the drawing. thatkevinshow@gmail.com. Let's get to the news. Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. The long-expected verdict in Donald Trump's civil trial was handed down on Friday afternoon. Judge Algernon, who took to the job of elected judging after his stunning career for Mad Magazine as former cover model Alfred E. Newman, announced a verdict of a fine of more than $350 million and a 3-year ban on being allowed to do business in the state of New York. Now, by comparison, O.J. Simpson only had to pay $30 million in the aftermath of murdering Nicole Brown and housemate Kato Kaelin. What was Trump found guilty of? Well, according to Attorney General Letitia James, or as her friends call her, Tish Albert, Donald Trump applied for loans. Now, the questionable nature of these loans was that they came from New York banks. And he got the loans, get this, so that he could build huge buildings. Because we know that that's suspect. On top of that, he gave lots of people jobs, and then he paid back the loans. See where we're going with this? And he paid them back on time, with interest, and according to the letters of the contract of the loans. What was he thinking? Assignment Desk Weekend, by the way, wants you to just imagine, just ask yourself for a second, what would they have done to him if he'd actually broken the law? President Biden this week is criticizing lawmakers. He's disgusted that they have yet to fix the problem at the border, the one that he created. And he's also disgusted that they have the gall to be taking vacations when the congressional calendar says they can. The city of San Francisco has just appointed its first non-citizen to serve on its elections commission. So now, someone with no loyalty to America gets to help determine the veracity of the integrity of the elections in that newly formed republic known as Mexifornia. In sports news, Patrick Mahomes seems to have indicated that he knew the outcome of the Super Bowl prior to the actual playing of the game last week. This headline immediately spurred several conspiratorial right-wing podcast hosts known as incels to immediately begin producing new episodes counting the available eggs of female pop stars. Because that's what you do, right? But alas, Mahomes was only referring to a boastful text that he had sent to friends expressing great confidence in his teammates the night before the game. The undeterred podcasters are still waiting for a certain singer to make an endorsement in the presidential race of 2024. They told us that a pop star and her boyfriend were going to win the game so that they could announce an endorsement so that they could rig the election. They must have missed the news, though, because it's already been well documented that Miley Cyrus has already insisted that this year she's voting for Cher. Do you believe in love after love? For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin.
It's your boy, Big Tucker.
It's your boy, Trump the Dud. Trump the Dud.
Hey, how did I get in the studio?
Yeah. Everyone's saying Russia, Russia, Russia. Fake news, no wonder, no one trusts ya. The United Nation filled with suckers. The only journalist I trust is Tucker. Everyone's saying Russia, Russia, Russia. Fake news, no wonder, no one trusts ya. The United Nation filled with suckers. The only journalist I trust is Tucker.
They tried to stop me from interviewing Putin. The whole world lost their damn mind and they're proving. The land of the free, just not speech, it's confusing. Pull up on Big T, you know that I'm shooting. I'm just a journalist getting to the truth. CNN and Fox are dead. No one cares about the news. Legacy media doesn't appeal to the youth. These politicians don't give a damn about me or you. You're George Stephanopoulos and Barbara Walters. Interview Putin and so did other reporters. But as soon as Tucker goes to Kremlin, quick, call the lawyers. Apparently, I disrupt the whole New World Order. Protecting Ukraine before our own southern border. Start another foreign war so they can money launder. They want me to apologize, but I'm not sorry. The left is just mad me and Putin did karate.
Everyone saying Russia, Russia, Russia. Fake news, no wonder, no one trusts ya. The United Nation filled with suckers. The only journalist I trust is Tucker. Everyone saying Russia, Russia, Russia. Fake news, no wonder, no one trusts ya. The United Nation filled with suckers. The only journalist I trust is Tucker.
Hey, how did I get in this studio? I drove a truck. Tell Trucker Carlson that I drove a truck. Putin. My family used to live in Russia. Ireland, Russia. Irish Russia. I'm Irish Russia. I knew a Russian when I was younger. He was a bad dude. He would rub the head on my legs, this Russian man, in the back of an alleyway. Someone saw this Vladimir crouton that... He's got nothing on Scranton Joe.
Everyone saying Russia, Russia, Russia. Fake news, no wonder, no one trusts ya. The United Nation filled with suckers. The only journalist I trust is Tucker. Everyone saying Russia, Russia, Russia. Fake news, no wonder, no one trusts ya. The United Nation filled with suckers. The only journalist I trust is Tucker.
love Hi-Rez the rapper. Thanks, guys, for some funny stuff tonight. Coming up yet this hour, your chance to qualify for a That Kevin Show mug. Have you sent your email? ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. We give it away in the 1040 slot. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. I'll be late right now. Send an email. Coming right back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now, back to that Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us from Times Square in New York. And I am very excited to introduce my next guest because by a series of serendipitous steps a number of years ago, the two of us were able to work together on a film project. And out of that has grown a friendship that I am very thankful for. And she is very busy tearing up everything in her path, from Super Bowls to policy in the Middle East and anything else that she can get her hands on. You want to be around this cyclone of energy and enthusiasm, because when you have gotten to spend time with Gloria Garces, you know that your life has benefited from that. She is the CEO and president of her company, Nonagon Enterprises, and she joins us now. Gloria, welcome.
That intro, once I'm using it, I think we can end. So now I can record it, save it, post it on social media, we're done.
There you go. There you go. Well, speaking of the Super Bowl, you just saw the one they held in Kansas City. Wasn't quite like the one that you guys had in Miami, but what was your takeaway?
You know, don't say anything, but I did not see it. I decided not to watch the Super Bowl this year. It was kind of...
Rebelling against the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce nonstop craziness?
Honestly, I said I am going, you know, I had other plans for Super Bowl afternoon or evening, and everybody hates me for it. They're like, how is it possible? How can you not watch the Super Bowl? But I said, you know what? We have great recaps. So I'll see everything tomorrow morning.
There you go. There you go. That project, when you were on that was like 2 years of your life to set up that game, wasn't it?
Yeah. So usually when you work for the host committee in the city, it's a 3-year contract. I came in a little later. And that's something most people don't know about, right? How the NFL actually does do great work, and every city that hosts the Super Bowl gets beautifully impacted by the work of the NFL and what they're able to mobilize with the individual host committees in the cities. I mean, there's capital improvement projects in schools and parks. There's work for small businesses. We had in our Miami Super Bowl, we also had a whole environmental initiative with the water in the oceans and in the Everglades, which is where we get most of our drinking water. So it was a big awareness campaign, and we did other cleanups and things like that around that. And then we had a no sex trafficking campaign where we united over 300 nonprofit organizations and police and different, you know, agencies, governmental agencies, to help curtail what happens around major sporting events, which is, it's pretty sad.
No, it is. And I remember that you made that a plank of what you guys worked on, and it was remarkable because none of the other cities to that point had made that statement, particularly in the fashion, the boldness with which you guys did. So I was thankful to see all of that. And it's true. As my listeners and viewers know, we've helped liberate 4,200 slaves in the last 5 years, and we continue to press forward with that work with Christian Solidarity International. But it's such an important thing. I have so much I want to talk to you about, because aside from the geopolitical stuff that you're involved in and the corporate stuff that you're involved in, you also have a tremendously passionate support for the nation of Israel. And I don't remember all of your story, but I know there's some personal connection involved in all of this. But you have been one of the few bold enough people to go over there since October 7th and kind of get an assessment for yourself of where things are at and speak with the people that are on the ground. Let's focus on that for a little bit. What is the current condition that you saw with your own eyes in Israel right now?
So one of the things before going to Israel, you know, I have been to Israel a few times before, and I guess a big fear I had was, okay, what am I going to encounter? You know, you've been to Israel many times before, whether, you know, you've been on pilgrimages or you've been actually just to visit Israel, Tel Aviv, and how beautiful and vibrant it is. I was a little worried, you know, what am I going to encounter? I didn't go soon, you know, too soon after October 7th. I was there a couple of weeks back, so it had been over 100 days since the attack. But it was, to me, two things were very impressive. One is that the resilience of the Israelis continues to prevail. I mean, it is amazing to see how people are still going out. They're still, you know, going to dinner. They're living their life. And I asked a couple of people, I said, you know, is it odd? Is it strange for you to see the restaurants full again, right? Because for a couple of months they weren't. And she told me, you know what? I think everyone little by little, even though we are mourning constantly and we're mourning inside, we made it a point to live our lives, because if we don't live, they win. And I thought that was very interesting how, you know, regardless of the fact that the alarms are still sounding, the missiles are still being sent, you know, while I was there, I heard the Iron Dome intercept 5 different Hamas missiles close to Tel Aviv, where I was at. So you heard that, you know, I never had to go into a bomb shelter. The whole time I was there, I was there for a week. I didn't have to go into a bomb shelter, but it is something that continues to happen, you know, day in and day out. They're going to work. They have to sometimes go into the bomb shelter, into the room, and have to stop their work, have to stop their day. If you're driving, you have to stop and follow protocol. So regardless of the fact that that is their current reality, they choose and continue to choose to live. And that is something beautiful. It is beautiful about the Israeli people, something I think we all could learn. On the other hand, I think one of the things that impacted me was being able to go to the areas that were attacked by Hamas, actually walk one of the kibbutz. I went to Be'eri, which is one of the kibbutz in the border, and talked to one of the residents. She walked us around, told us all the horrific, horrific stories. And, you know, you're there and you're listening, you're hearing the mortars, you know, because of Gaza, it's less than a kilometer away. So you're hearing it. At first, you know, you jump, and then you start getting used to it. And after you're there for about 45 minutes and you're hearing another mortar and you don't flinch, then you understand why is it that Israelis are able to live the way they live? Because for years they've gotten conditioned in a way to be constantly attacked by missiles. What they had never seen was the terrible attack, the kind of attack that they were subject to on October 7th and 8th, because it went on more than one day.
Right.
And to me, it is still hard for me to sleep since I came back from seeing that. And mind you, these were areas that were already clean. The blood wasn't there. Bodies weren't there. But it was just, it's so horrific. And to hear the stories, it's mind-boggling, Kevin.
We're speaking with Gloria Garces, who is the CEO and president of Nonagon Industry. And she is doing a great job on so many different levels. But because of her unique passion for Israel and her opportunity to be there. Just recently, we've talked with a lot of people that have been there in and out since the attack, but I want to continue to bring you updates on how things are going, because I feel like it is important that the West not lose sight of what the target is here. It is easy for us as the West to become distracted and forget completely about the horrific events of 10/7.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden visiting the town of East Palestine, Ohio yesterday at the invitation of the mayor. That visit about a year after the Norfolk Southern train derailment that released toxic chemicals on the town. Biden saying he will be with them till the end and hold Norfolk Southern accountable. A house in Sterling, Virginia, less than 5 miles from Washington Dulles Airport, exploded last night as fire crews were inside, killing one firefighter, injuring at least 11 others, including 9 other firefighters. President Biden saying yesterday he was both not surprised and outraged by reports of the death of Alexei Navalny, the longtime Russian opposition politician and critic of Vladimir Putin, who Biden believes is responsible for Navalny's death. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you with us. We've got a lot that we're going to still cover on today's broadcast, but I want to spend just a few more minutes with Gloria Garces of Nonagon Enterprises and all that she does. It's a Nonagon is a nine-sided geometrical shape. I didn't know this. I'm not smart enough to know this. She told me that, but she interacts in nine different areas of industry and life, and that's what is the basis for her corporation and what she does and why she does it. Gloria, we were talking about your recent visit to Israel, and I feel like it's important for particularly American leaders to go and to do what you've done. Governor Huckabee told me just a few weeks ago he did the same thing. And I think it's important for us to continue to do that and continue to tell the story here. And I'm curious, knowing your interest in public policy, and you're not neutral when it comes to the elections, you are pro-American, you advocate for people that are insanely pro-American, you want to make sure that America does what we should do on the world stage as well. I'm curious as to, with what you saw, how you're measuring what you're hearing from the presidential candidates as we are now in the full, fledged throes of another election cycle. What are you hearing from them? Are they saying enough about Israel? Is there more that needs to be done? What's your advice to those that are running for office this year?
Well, I think more than ever, it's become evident that the United States' support of Israel is imperative, not only for Israel, but for the United States and for the West in general. You know, before you did your last, at the end of your last segment, you were talking about that word, the West, and many people listen to the West and they don't understand that there's a certain region in the world where they see us different. Not only do they see us differently, but, you know, in any of the groups that are backed by Iran, you know, we are the big Satan and Israel is the little Satan. And I think it is important that our leaders understand that if Israel goes, the West goes. You know, Israel is that first line of defense, and that it's extremely important for us and for the United States to continue supporting Israel. You know, I know that it is less and less popular to support Israel, particularly because of what we're seeing in social media. You know, the anti-Israel sentiment is growing by the second. So I applaud those of you, including you, Kevin, who are courageous enough to tell the truth and to not continue repeating lots of, you know, slogans and lies and half-truths that are just steering people in the wrong direction, in many ways, very anti-American direction. So I think it is important that our leaders understand that it is time that we not only continue providing Israel the aid that it needs, but give Israel the freedom to make those tough decisions they need to do and to finish the job for all of us. You know, it's a very difficult situation. What we're seeing right now, it's something that it's extremely complex. And I was actually in Israel for 5 days at the INSS, which is the Institute of National Security Studies, the University of Tel Aviv, listening and talking, having personal dialogues with the experts, the people that are advising the government right now, and just hearing what's happening. And I think that, you know, Israel likes to say, you know, we can do this, we will win. Yes, but you know what? They need the support of the United States. We need it more than anything. And I think if us in the United States understand that by supporting Israel, we're truly supporting ourselves, if we just kind of flip the switch on that and we understand that by helping Israel, we are helping our own way of life, our own way of living, and supporting the United States and the security of the United States, I think everything would be different. So I really hope that our elected officials don't start dancing the dance of, oh, you know, is it popular with our constituency that we're pro-Israel? Is it not? And are we going to give our backs to Israel because of what it's popular to do? I think we need to see the bigger picture. What is the safest thing for the United States? That is to support Israel.
Well, that's well said, and I think that the values of the West, which have typically been different than those that have been subjected to socialism, communism, the progressive, regressive thoughts of what we often refer to as the left, I think that by contrast, we have to continue to live those values out.
Gloria Garces, appreciate you so much. Thank you for being with us, and we are going to have you back soon. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin, for this opportunity, and again, for the work you do. And I keep on saying it, Kevin has one of the best voices out there.
All right, coming back from Times Square. Don't go anywhere. We're just having a little fun here on That Kevin Show.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
That Kevin show here from Times Square. You may be noticing. You may be noticing this beautiful That Kevin Show mug. And last week, we said that if you were emailer number 7 at thatkevinshow@gmail.com, that you would be the winner of one of your own beautiful That Kevin Show mugs. This is the white one with the black version of the logo. There also available is a black one with a white version of the logo. We believe in equal time for black and white on the coffee mugs. But it's time to draw that winner's name. And tonight, D. Bewley from Brownsburg, Indiana, you will have a That Kevin Show coffee mug coming your way. You just need to let me know. Do you want the black mug with the white logo or the white mug with the black logo? I like both of them. It's really hard for me to pick one because I like them both so much. Anyway, and we're going to give another mug away. So if you email right now or follow our YouTube channel, do either one of those,
That Kevin Show 2023 on YouTube. You can become a follower there. Or send us an email at thatkevinshow@gmail.com. We will draw another name next week from everyone that has registered to try to win a mug this year. So if you emailed last week, you're still registered. If you email this week, you will also be registered. So email us, thatkevinshow@gmail.com, thatkevinshow@gmail.com for your chance to win a beautiful That Kevin Show white mug with the black logo or black mug with the white logo. Whatever you pick, if you win. All right, tonight we've had a lot of fun, and it is kind of interesting to see the times that we live in. We started off the show with some breaking news, and it's not surprising that the intensity of the race is continuing to build up. And it's not just Trump supporters that are getting excited about or worrying about the outcome of the race. In fact, this story from Fox News yesterday indicates that the people in the Biden administration are so worried that President Trump may return to office that they are, what's the word? They're bracing for possible Trump win, and they're installing roadblocks to try to stop him from reshaping government. Now, I want you to think about this just for half a second. Donald Trump came down the escalator, however many years ago now, and said that there was a deep state, that government was too big, that there was a sense of not wanting to let the people's will be expressed in how the government operated. They hated him so much for saying that, by the way, that they did everything they could to lie about him. Russia, 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 all the stuff that that they did, they threw at him. They tried to impeach him twice. They've tried to say that he started an insurrection when he didn't. The judge is now trying to bankrupt him in giving him this absurd fine of $364 million for fraud that there was no victim to. Fraud that no one got cheated out of anything. Fraud that everyone that was a party to got paid back on time and according to the terms of the contracts drawn up. The only fraud that was committed in the case that Donald Trump was part of is the fraud that is the judge, the DA, and the prosecution in that case, which is why it's going to be overturned in slapstick style at the next level. But that's a different story. We've already covered that. But I just want to point out that Donald Trump's been talking about the deep state organizing and working against the people since he entered elective office politics when he ran for president the first time. And now there is a report that is coming out of Washington that is actually identifying that Democrats are telling one another, we're going to put up roadblocks in the administration so that the president can't fire people that he wants to fire who aren't doing a good job. It is as though they are demonstrating that they are, in fact, a part of a deep state, an establishment class, a group of permanent bureaucrats that want to work over the American people. And they want to do it so badly that they are now telegraphing that this is what they want to do. And it's the Associated Press reporting. It's not some conservative outlet. The Associated Press reported that a cabal of left-leaning legal experts, legal advisors, and others are urging the president, Biden, to prepare for the worst. This comes from Michael Linden, the former executive associate director of the White House of Office Management and Budget under Biden. He said, my impression is that the Biden administration is taking very seriously the potential threat of Trump being reelected and are trying to do things now. Nobody should be under any illusion that there's anything that this president can do in advance to prevent the next president from doing things that are very damaging, potentially catastrophic. But they're trying to build roadblocks into the in the bill that has aid going to Ukraine that they're still fighting about in Congress this week. They're trying to add language into that bill that if the president doesn't follow through on it once he's elected, that he can then be impeached. What more dramatic proof do you need that there is a bureaucratic class of deep state, anti-American, anti-American citizen professionals working in the government to keep you subjected than to see that they are doing it right in front of your very eyes? In fact, they're even talking about the strategy. This is what they hope to do. Put things in place so that a hypothetical Trump administration would require months or even years to unwind it all. That's a lot of mess. Friends, there are people in Washington, D.C. that do not respect you, and they don't want you to have the right to fire them if they're really bad at their job. But they want your tax dollars to pay their salary. And they're advertising it. They're putting up the roadblocks. That's how little you mean to them.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Tyrion!
With foes on my left and peers on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight. But they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey! On the fire!
for my Goliath. Standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying. Testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God. Big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big eyes is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up and pray through the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop. He's a big God. Why in the world would I worry away when I know that he holds my world in his hands? The monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him.
Huge impact in the world of music these days. And her newest single, Big God. Kevin McCullough, glad to have had you with us. Big thanks to everybody that's hung out with us tonight. Mark Davis, Ike Kavala, Alex Epstein, Hi-Rez the Rapper, Real Adam Rose, Gloria Garces, and of course Tyrion in the spotlight. We'll see you next time.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.